a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
Welcome to the Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello there!
He's had plenty of chili for tonight's Red, White, and Boom event.
Hence the boom.
So there's no game, but you'll have the stadium packed full of people, and you'll be selling merchandise, I imagine?
If they want it.
They've got you working the Red, White, and Boom?
Yes. Yes, it's my favorite day of the year.
Hello there!
Where you have to go to work even though there's not a baseball game.
How about that?
Yeah. Doesn't seem right.
Uh-huh.
Seems like there should be a game where they go, the store is closed today because Darren had to work Red, White, and Boom.
Doesn't work that way.
That would be more equitable, I think. And you're going to have a lot more people because that's the only place on the Davenport side you can watch those fireworks, right?
I think that's maybe right.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, enjoy.
Have fun with it.
Yeah,
I'll be putting on my own Red, White, and Boom.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow. It's a 2-day celebration of this great nation.
Okay.
And the Chinese communists who made these little colorful explosives for me to enjoy.
God bless us, everyone.
Bless America. If I had to start all over with just my children and my wife.
Does Lee Greenwood just walk around with half a chub this time of year?
Oh, he's hard all the way to the tip. Don't kid yourself.
Fully erect.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Greenwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It just takes over my entire body.
Did he have any hits other than that? I feel like he was a country star, and then that became his thing. But
he was just famous for having a country beard, and then he hit upon that song. So I don't know that he necessarily was in
a for having a country beard.
And now I have this song.
His first band was called the Apollos, which he founded in 1962.
Good for him.
They would later change their name to the Lee Greenwood Affair.
Mm-hmm. Because I had an affair with all the Apollos.
They played pop music and appeared in casinos in Las Vegas. Recorded a few records with the Paramount label. The band broke up in the 70s. Greenwood moved back to Vegas.
Well, he was cheating on everyone.
Where he worked as a blackjack dealer during the day and a singer at night. Wow.
That's a busy guy.
When
do you sleep?
I had no idea. He was discovered in Reno, Nevada in 1979.
How does he get discovered when he started in 62?
Well,
he get discovered in 79?
Well, the 72 thing didn't really take off.
Okay.
So then he was discovered.
It was the beard, wasn't it?
He was discovered by Mel Tillis' bass player. That's fantastic.
Discovered or noticed? He was my blackjack dealer. That's how I discovered him. Kind of fell right in my lap.
Yeah, Lee
Did Mel Tillis used to count in the song? It was every song. The beginning of every Mel Tillis song was a disaster.
It was just him stuttering, making a fool of himself.
It's just like, wait a minute. It's going to take us a couple bars before we even catch up to each other.
Yeah, keep in mind, when Lee Greenwood sings about starting all over with his children and his wife, he doesn't mean his wife because he's been married 4 times.
Ah,
that's the point we like to make every year around this time.
All right.
Mr. God Bless the USA
is
a horrible husband.
No wonder he's so fully aroused.
Listen, people fall out of love and get divorced, but when you're on your 4th marriage, that's a you problem.
Well, you're certainly part of the equation, aren't you? You're one of the variables in that equation, aren't you? You could almost call it a constant.
For me, the number is 3. If you've been married 3 times, let's go. Come on. 4, you're absolutely the problem. Right? I could see making a mistake when you're young.
Uh-huh.
I could see, having a bad hand where somebody does something behind your back, right, and you got to get out, or, you know, mm-hmm, abuse or something like that. There's plenty of really good reasons to get out of marriages. Don't get me started, but it seems to me that this guy wants to sing about how important his kids and his wife are. Uh-huh. Has a real habit of leaving his kids and his wife.
Well, this wife and these kids, this time.
If I had to start all over, which is my kids and my wife, thinking about that, wait a minute, maybe just the kids. You know what? I'll send them a card for their birthday. God bless you, USA! And by the way,
thanks, Dad.
The card is always like 4 or 5 days after your birthday, kids. Because Lee gets to it when he gets to it. You're not really a priority for Mr. Greenwood.
I'm on the road, aren't I?
Oh, I've got to sing, you know, especially this time of year. You know this is my busy season.
It's crazy. I'm like Bonnie Tyler at the eclipse. Are you kidding me?
Come on, kids, grow up.
Come on, kids.
Which is what he's saying to the kids. Yeah. Grow up so you can fend for yourselves.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Free from your mother and free from you awful kids. Uh-huh. That's what he's singing
about. As soon as you're born, I start the clock to 18.
I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And by died, I mean went to law school and got me a sweet deal where I didn't have to pay a lot of alimony. And I'm proud to get married for the fourth time. God bless the USA. What an absolute nightmare person you are, Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, I gave that right to me to do anything I want.
Have I had to start all over with just my kids and my wife and my new wife, who's a younger, hotter version of my old wife. And now that I think about it, the kids kind of creep her out, so they gotta go. God bless the USA. Lee Greenwood, what a disaster you are.
Oh, you're a star-spangled miracle is what you are, Lee Greenwood.
It feels good every year to bash Lee Greenwood as we do. And you would know that if you listened to previous 4th of July shows, which you could do if you were a patron of Dave and Darren's Top 5
So this
things.
Is a tradition you're saying.
Yeah. No, every year we like to point out that Lee Greenwood, who sings God Bless the USA, is a garbage person. I like to just bring that out. And I had to start all over. He's 75 years old.
Sure wow. he is.
I guess we're all getting older. Currently married to
be former. Weird if we weren't.
He's currently married to former Miss Tennessee.
Lee Greenwood is only 32 years old because he's been getting younger.
I'm just. My country beard keeps me young.
Uh huh.
I'm from a planet where we don't age as rapidly as you do. He's married to Miss Tennessee, USA, Kimberly Payne.
This 2016.
It's his fourth marriage. They have two sons, Dalton and Parker Greenwood. Okay. Dalton! Parker! Get down here this instant. Your mother and I have fallen out of love.
It happens all the time. It happens like clockwork, as a matter of fact. 8 years, and that's about all I can stand.
This next divorce I call one for the thumb.
I'm passing out these terrible towels because of how terrible I am.
I have a divorce lawyer on speed dial, and I'm hitting one, and now you kids are not my problem anymore. God bless the USA! Lee Greenwood.
Make sure he's part of your celebration.
In 1996, the Lee Greenwood Theater opened its doors in Sevierville, Tennessee. This gave Greenwood the opportunity to perform daily shows in addition to being with his family. The theater was open for 5 seasons and closed so he could continue touring.
With a new family.
Being home with you people every day has been a real drag. I'd like to start all over without my children or my wife. God bless the USA! And then, you know, the other song that they'll play is Rockin' in the Free World, which is an indictment on how we treat people in this country. Mm-hmm. And then Born in the USA, which is all about how terrible we treated veterans.
Yep.
And there it is.
As long as you enjoy the chorus.
Yeah, no. Here's your songs for the fireworks show. You got a song about God Bless the USA by a guy who's been married 4 times. You got a song by a Canadian about homeless people. And then you've got a song by Bruce Springsteen that's about, you know, Vietnam vets and how horribly we treated them. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm putting together my playlist.
My guess is I will be in the car on my way home.
My playlist I put together does not have any of those songs. I open with... Do you want to know my playlist for tonight's show?
Okay, go right ahead.
I open with Living in America by James Brown. Then I go...
Coming to America by James Brown.
Oh, I don't have that one.
Living in America is the same as Coming to America. Living in America is from Coming to America,
no,
right?
Living in America is from Rocky IV.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Okay.
In fact, he sings it as...
What was the song from Coming to America?
Say, nothing? Can't you see I'm coming to America? But I don't think that's James Brown.
Okay.
So my playlist opens with James Brown.
Gotcha.
Living in America. Then I go to the Spinners, Only in America.
Uh-huh.
And then I close with...
Living, a horse with no name.
Then I close
by
with
America.
Weird Al Yankovic, Living with a Hernia, which is the parody of Living in America. I find it's nice.
And
it's nice to open and close.
As many things as I can fire off during those three songs, that's the show. Yeah,
and now that's it. Exactly.
And I finish. Actually, there is a bit of a an encore. You do Yoda.
It just becomes a tribute to Weird Al.
Why do you hate Han Solo?
At some point, yeah. And if you're wondering, is the music synced up to the fireworks?
As close as we can.
No, but my hips sure are. I can't help it. Rhythm is inside me.
Look at him.
And look. What is my body?
He's like a cement mixer.
What is my body but an instrument to be played? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, and of course Neil Diamond, Coming to America. That's the song.
Okay.
But that's Neil Diamond. That's not James Brown.
No.
People get them confused.
I used to always.
That song's just called America.
Yeah, it's called just America.
Right.
Love on the Rocks.
Far. They come traveling far. Then we put them in cages and separate them from their kids. They're coming to America. I don't know that song should be played this year. I think we've lost the right to play that song this year.
It does.
On the boats and on the planes.
It does seem to take on a new meaning, doesn't it?
Yeah. We don't really need to be playing that song this year.
We lock them up in tiny cages, because they're tiny.
And then we lock them up and put them in an old abandoned Walmart. They're coming to America.
Today.
Yeah, when he does that whole thing about, my country, tis of thee, today. That's when I get my Lee Greenwood.
Here comes the cement mixer.
Right. I call my erection a Lee Greenwood for the next 48 hours. I'm sporting a Greenwood, I'll call it. Everyone has fun with that.
Elsie Greenwood.
Who was Elsie Greenwood?
Elsie Greenwood was part of the...
The Rams...
No, you're close. You're very close.
Part of the...
Fearsome Foursome?
Fearsome Foursome.
No, he was part of the Steelers.
The Steel Curtain?
The Steel Curtain.
Okay. That makes sense. God bless you. Elsie Greenwood, dead or alive?
I think he passed away.
He did in 2013. Cut or uncut?
I'm not prepared to say.
I like how seriously you take cut or uncut, that you won't just throw it out willy-nilly, if you'll pardon the pun.
In Elsie's defense, it didn't make a difference.
No. Mean Joe Green, though.
Uh-huh.
You're prepared to make a Mean Joe Green cut or uncut?
No, not really. No, let me. I need to concentrate. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody in the news.
You want to make it a loving tribute that we do on the 4th of July.
Mean Joe Green's still alive, right?
Yes, he is.
All right. You want to do the top five things?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. Number
one. Let's do this. The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by
Moline
Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Cool off with your favorite latte. Your favorite hot latte can be served iced. So do that. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you, as Dave mentioned, by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, you know how to do it. Use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's, with two locations, and still open from 10 till 10. They have the store that is south of Milan on Route 67 and the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds in Davenport, they will be open through Friday, July 6th. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th and they're gone, but Uncle Norm's is family-owned and they live locally. Check them out on their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. And the podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. They are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday. They open at 10:30, and they're open at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I am an hour and 45 minutes away from being able to legally ignite some fireworks in this piece.
What's the time?
2 p.m.
2 p.m.?
2 p.m. to 11.
Oh, boy, that's a bigger window than I thought it was.
It's a decent-sized window.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's plenty of time.
It's a big enough window that you really don't need to be outside of it, right?
We're in agreement. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, people are.
People are.
People are monsters.
I heard them on the way over here.
Did you really?
Yes.
Number one. Number one on the top five things. How insane is this? South Dakota. There was a tornado on Thursday. Right near the border of Montana and South Dakota.
Beautiful country.
I'm sure it's hell on earth. Tornadoes. This tornado, there's a 5-ton tractor. The tornado picked up a 5-ton tractor. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They still don't know where it is. It lofted and destroyed some farm machinery.
Picked it up and blew it away like it was a tumbleweed.
There is a 5-ton tractor that, according to the National Weather Service, has yet to be found.
A guy with it, too?
Winds were estimated at 135 miles an hour. Well, no, it was just parked outside, I think.
Not a driver?
No. No. I think what you're thinking of is somebody stole the tractor.
Well, that is a difference.
No.
That's not necessarily a tornado. No. That's someone who just drove away the tractor.
That's vehicular theft is what that is. No, this was a 5-ton tractor.
I'm trying to make it look like a tornado took the tractor.
Tornadoes will toss around a car and a truck, but a 5-ton tractor, that's a new one, they say. And again, there were 5 tornadoes in this part of Montana and South Dakota. The awesome power, really, something else.
I've always thought it'd be amazing to see the big hay bales like being rolled around.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something? You would know that's a serious storm if that sort of stuff's going on.
There was a story in 1927 that a Kansas tornado overturned a 5-ton Caterpillar tractor and then rolled it 500 feet.
That's the story. So around these parts, we tell tale of the 27 tornado, the finger of God, we called it, pushed a 5-ton tractor 500 feet over yarn.
God put his finger in each and every one of us that day. We were never the same.
Why is Morgan Freeman in 1927 Kansas?
Don't know.
Your daddy worked at the nuclear plant.
God put his finger in each and every one of us.
Wow, Morgan Freeman, it's such an honor to have you be a part of this event here.
I've apparently done some bad things. Just because I have a freckled face doesn't mean I'm not capable of awful things.
In 1970, a Texas tornado pushed and rolled an 18-ton cylindrical liquid fertilizer tank, which was 40 feet long and 11 feet in diameter, pushed it for more than a half a mile.
That's the story.
But my point is, between the story in Kansas in 1927 and Texas in 1970, the point I'm making is, they found those things.
Yes.
They still have no idea where this 5-ton tractor went.
How many lakes they got around there? Big lake.
In Montana?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure I don't know. Montana, South Dakota, I don't
know. Big sky country.
I think it's just big nothing country. I don't know that they have any lakes or anything, but...
Yeah, not necessarily.
Yeah, they have not been able to find the darn thing.
Huh, well, we'll keep looking.
They also never found Andy Dufresne.
Because?
He crawled through poop.
He left me 8 hits of acid under a tree.
Your daddy worked at the nuclear plant.
Number 2, study says that coffee is good for longevity. They studied more than 500,000 people and found that coffee drinkers have a slightly lower risk of death over 10 years than people who abstain from coffee.
Probably just coffee. And when they say this, it's usually coffee black, right?
This is the great thing. Doesn't matter how
doesn't
much
matter.
Doesn't matter how much coffee you drank or what kind of coffee.
Huh.
Overall, they say coffee drinkers were 10 to 15% less likely to die than people that don't drink coffee during a decade of follow-up. The amount of coffee consumed and the type of variations of the coffee doesn't matter. So if it's black coffee,
if you look at the fine print in that study, it also says 100% of coffee drinkers die.
Well, eventually, yes. This study was published Monday in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, and well, yes.
Yeah, we JAMA.
We do subscribe.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's fire.
I just pointed with my little tiny fingers. Because I'm a little stinker.
It looked like you were like conducting a tiny little symphony.
I don't know why I do that.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, you can do so anytime. It doesn't have to be while we're actually podcasting. Just send us a
Rad G.
Send us your ideas, your thoughts, your questions, that sort of thing. Use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. And also, very important, all of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? You don't have the time to begin with, folks. Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and that best product guarantee. And they will be open from 10 till 10, and they are open through Friday. So you still have a chance to load up. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich, whatever that is, and you've got quite a variety, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Don't forget they're open 7 days a week, and they use fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Number three.
So these this group of Thai soccer players.
Yes, they found them.
This is a fascinating story. This will be the Chilean miners of 2018. We love stories that involve foreigners trapped under the earth.
I went as a Chilean miner.
I remember that. No one knew who you were.
There was no reason we were should have been there. It was yet.
Terrence's costume was a Chilean miner, and it was like 2 weeks after the event.
I had a hat that just basically said Chile. I took it off someone who worked at Chili's. No, it actually had like the Chilean flag.
Mm-hmm.
There they just call it Bass.
Mm-hmm. Well, these 12 kids and their soccer coach.
But it should take forever to get them out.
They've been trapped in a cave for more than a week. Now, I thought for sure this was going to have a bad ending. So when they found them, it was like, well, that's fantastic. But now the boys and their coach could be stuck in the cave for months.
Why?
Because the caves are flooded. And the way it's going to work is you kids can either learn how to scuba dive, or we got to wait for the water to get out of here. So these kids are going to live
with their coach. So then what are they going to send them, like tutorials and stuff?
I don't know how that works.
It's awful.
You would think they would be able to, like,
send somebody in, grab one, and pull them out.
And this is the thing, like, okay, we're going to teach you how to scuba dive.
Why in the hell did they go there?
Well, because they were, I think they were in the caves, and then a flash flood happened. So they went running around to avoid the flash flooding.
Brother.
Yeah. This is why you don't take your kids, your team, out on outings.
No.
You know where your kid belongs with his soccer team? On the soccer field. End of list. Maybe at the end of the year, a pizza party. And how great does the root beer taste when it's in those little plastic pitchers? Waitress, bring us more root beer for me and all my friends. Oh, that was the best. At the end of the year, a banquet.
Mm.
You get all the pizza you want, and then they put root beer out in those plastic pound pitchers.
I remember we had like a football banquet. This would have been middle school.
Mm-hmm.
My brother opted out, didn't go because the Kiss Meets the Phantom was on that night.
That's a great reason to miss a part.
It's like I can't go. I'm sorry.
No.
What if they never show it again?
Well, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
He was onto something.
It's like, they might not show this.
Pizza and root beer. I can get that anytime.
I'll get that. Eventually I'll be old enough to go get it myself if I want to.
You know what would be great? If I were your brother, Brian, I would just order a pizza. I'd get a big root beer.
And you know why?
And I'd watch Kiss Meets the Phantom on YouTube. And just be like, I made it happen. Best of all possible outcomes.
Yeah.
This is marvelous.
I waited, and now I'm going to savor this.
Boy, Ace Frehley sounds like there's something wrong with him.
There's something wrong. Is that really his voice?
Something really wrong with Ace.
Ace wasn't capable of putting two words together.
Three. Yeah, no, we're doing number three, guys. The team got trapped back on June 23rd when the flash floods hit while they were exploring this big cave system there. They managed to survive by crowding onto a narrow ledge.
Isn't there any fatigue that takes place after a soccer game? That it's like, now we're going to go run around a cave? How much energy do these guys have? Endless? Well,
I think they're like 12 years old, so endless is the correct answer. The military is now going to send them at least 4 months worth of food. Here you go, guys.
4 months?
Here you go. See, that would be kind of heartbreaking. Like, they found us in the cave.
Yeah.
And then they're going to send us some food. I'd be like, you know, okay, a couple sandwiches, and they're going to get us out of here.
They're not going to get us out of here until after the election.
Probably not.
Can't they send, like, a tiny submarine in there?
You would think they would have something figured
out. Like the dolphin submarine?
Or just put them in, like a space suit and have an actual scuba diver drag them out. I don't know.
Something.
Because here's the thing, boys. We can teach you how to scuba dive. But here's the thing. If you mess this up, you're a goner. Because you're scuba diving in, like, pitch black caves.
Yeah, right.
So you take a wrong turn.
And you're done.
Right. So the alternative now is teaching them how to scuba dive, but they say that might be too risky.
Yeah, it sounds like
it. It took a group of cave diving experts days to reach them. So these are guys who are... Now, I bet that looks good
scuba
on the resume.
Scuba diving cavemen is what it took.
I'm putting that on my resume. Dave Lavora. Cave diving expert. Prove that I can't be a cave diving expert.
Mm.
Where are we going to go? Makokata? Like a swim around in what? 2 inches of water?
Cave diving. It's where most shark attacks take place.
People
don't know that.
A little known fact.
Most shark attacks take place on dry land.
Number four.
Look it up.
I guess I didn't realize
Look
that.
Look it up.
Prove me wrong, sharks. Prove me wrong. big news, SmackDown, WWE SmackDown, is moving to Fox Television. They've made the announcement. This has been rumored for some time.
Uh-huh.
SmackDown Live will be on the Fox Television Network starting Friday, October 4th, 2019. They're paying more than $200 million a year for the rights to SmackDown, which is the second biggest show on wrestling. So you're getting the second biggest show.
Out of how many shows?
Well,
two?
Well, they have a whole bunch of shows.
Oh, okay.
But the two big ones that broadcast are your Raw on Monday nights and then your SmackDown on Tuesday nights. So now this will be on
Will there
Fox.
Ever be a Raw SmackDown?
Well, they do on pay-per-views. They get together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. USA retained its rights to WWE to keep Monday Night Raw. So that's kind of a big
Keep deal. It raw.
Yeah. Keep it raw.
That's when God put his finger in each one of us.
So, next year, between the two TV shows that they make, they're going to be pulling in $468 million a year.
How much?
$468 million just on the TV shows. Yes. Just on the rights.
Mm.
And then they'll also bring in another $130 million for other things. But, yeah, that's ridiculous. WWE makes...
Crazy.
They make a lot of money, I guess, is what I'm saying. Finally...
Five.
Number five!
If I could bring that story to a close, WWE is making a lot of money. Finally, number five. Now, this one's kind of disappointing because, you know, with this Me Too movement, a lot of times your heroes are involved, and it's guys you think that wouldn't be capable of doing it. There was a story last week that broke about Maynard in a perfect circle on a tour bus with an underage person.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of shared my story with the perfect circle and the run-ins when they were in town here.
Although we didn't run into him.
It wasn't him. He had nothing to do with it. No. It was another guitar player in the band. But they weren't... I made a joke about crossing a state line, and they didn't care for it. Oh, do you remember that?
Yes. Yes. Kind of hit close to home.
We were driving from Moline to the station in Davenport, and I went to pick him up in an SUV. They were doing this promotion where they were going to take over the station.
Uh-huh.
So I go to pick him up. And it's
by taking over the station, they had no interest in doing it.
It's Billy and James. They really weren't interested in doing it. Like, and okay, that's fine. Uh-huh. It was a lame promotion, but then don't say you'll do it.
Exactly.
Because it was, I think it was like the record label's idea that they would do
sure,
it.
Sure, it wasn't something you cooked up.
No, no. So I go and pick them up, and everything I think is cool. And then I got these two guys from A Perfect Circle in the van with me. We're on the 74 bridge, and they're like, "Wait a minute, why are we crossing state lines?" And they had a manager, some woman with them, and I'm like, we're going from Moline to Bendorf. I'm like, everybody's of age in the car, right?
Uh-huh.
And then James E. Howe was like, "That isn't funny, man." Like, what? They let it slip that there was an incident with an underage boy on the bus the night before.
Oh.
And then my understanding was that Maynard was making jokes about Michael Jackson the whole time during the show. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what Maynard did or didn't do, but I do know this. Stuff happened on a tour bus for A Perfect Circle.
Well, it's a good thing he's not my hero.
Well, but this one really hurts, because it's the last guy you would expect to be charged with battery for allegedly groping a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if... I feel like I don't want to say it, because it'll make it real. Andy Dick is in trouble. For groping a woman in Los Angeles. Not Andy Dick! No! No, come on! A woman claims that Andy Dick grabbed her butt twice as he walked past her on a sidewalk in L.A. back in April. Dick also allegedly made lewd comments.
Doesn't sound like him.
I'll be honest, I didn't know he was still alive. The report of the arrest comes months after Dick's wife, Lena Sved, said that the comedian has been drinking heavily and lashing out at his family. She's filed a restraining order against Dick and said that she's terrified for herself and her kids. So that's good stuff. Andy
all I know Dick, is he, all I know is he taught us a lot in old school.
So when we had him on the show, that's all you wanted to talk about was the blowjob scene in old school. I don't even remember what he wanted to promote. But you just wanted to keep talking about BJs with him. And he was starting to get into it. If I remember correctly.
Well, there's that. And then what show is he like the little pilot in a drone?
Right. Right. He was like a tiny little pilot.
Tiny little pilot.
Yeah, what was that? That was good stuff, too, but I don't remember.
Well,
but,
he's got some very memorable moments.
Those are your top five things.
The top five things, if you'd like to reach out to it, use the podcast or use the text line. 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's fireworks text line, as a matter of fact. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. They are open just south of Milan on Route 67. They're at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. They'll be at both locations through Friday. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July, and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family-owned, and they live locally. As a matter of fact, the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. And you can visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Capriati Sandwich Shop, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Give them a call at 563-359-8500 and like them on Facebook. And, of course, when you're there for just lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
If you'd like to follow either one of us on Twitter, I'm at Dave Lavora, all one word, and Darren is...
at Darren Nacho Radio.
Darren Nacho Radio, but the N in Darren is the same N as in Nacho.
We have to share the same N.
Right. You can also follow the show at Dave and Darren, although yes. That tends to just be reposts of our Facebook stuff at this point. Yeah. I tend to do my Twittering on my thing, because I don't feel comfortable speaking for both of us.
You shouldn't.
So the at Dave and Darren really just promotes the podcast. But the Darren at Nacho Radio and at Dave Lavore, that's us personally. And Nacho Radio is not responsible for anything that we tweet.
No.
Somebody mailed 10 pounds of weed to the wrong guy's house. Columbus, Indiana.
I bet that guy didn't think it was the wrong guy.
Thank you.
You got the right guy.
Thank you, Marijuana Jesus. Yeah, he wasn't expecting any packages, but one got delivered to his house. He opened it and found 10 pounds worth of dope, which works out to about, they say, 30 grand worth of marijuana. And of course, you know, rather than just be cool, rather than just, you know,
that marijuana makes you lazy.
Yeah, well
back so, that amount.
That amount, that is an awful lot of marijuana. We can agree that that's
smoke weed every day.
You could have.
I think it was the best thing ever.
You know, 30 grand worth of dope. Anyway, he could have, you know, smoked it, given it to friends.
Charity.
Instead, he decided to call the cops. They took it and posted it on social media for the owner to come and claim it. There's a post that says, "Please help. My name is 10 pounds of weed." I won't be surprised if next week on the show we have the story of somebody going to pick
eventually.
It up. What do you mean?
That weed. Does it go to...
They'll destroy it. Yeah.
Oh, they'll destroy it. They couldn't donate that to somebody? Who needs it medically or whatever?
This is in Indiana, where it's going to be a long time before they're cool with pot in Indiana.
Probably.
Also in Indiana, Mishawaka.
They love their basketball.
Mishawaka is buying South Bend.
Okay.
This guy stole a Walmart trailer full of goods. And
a full-size trailer?
Yes. Parked it in front of
your yard. Sure it wasn't a tornado?
Police arrested a man accused of stealing a Walmart trailer and parking it in the front yard of a home there in Mishawaka. Cops were called to a home off Grape Road on Monday morning after someone saw a Walmart trailer parked in the middle of a front yard. When the cops showed up, they found several people helping to unload merchandise from the trailer into a house. The trailer was trailer was stolen from a store in Lansing, Illinois. Six people taken to the cop shop for questioning. They arrested 42-year-old Joseph Von Johnson of Jackson, Tennessee.
Of the Van Johnsons.
Joseph Von is his first name.
Joseph Von.
Joseph Von Johnson. It's Joseph Von Johnson.
Mm.
Yeah. Walmart workers were dispatched to the home.
This is a Von Trapp.
To reclaim the lost inventory. It took them several hours to load the truck back up from all the stuff that was in the house.
Not nearly as exciting. No. Not nearly as exciting as the housewarming party.
Yeah. No, those were the good times when we had that housewarming
party. Big smiles on everybody's face. Everyone's skipping. And now it's just like, oh, this is a drag.
Well, imagine that. Like, they call you at the Walmart. Like, all right, everybody, we've got an off-site job we need you to do. We need you to load all this stuff onto a van. Like, come on. This is...
crying out loud.
For crying out loud. A couple of real quick gator stories. Police captured a living gator in a Pennsylvania sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening.
Dutch gator.
Yeah. And then there's a story of a mom who had to call the cops because her daughter was stuck in a tree. She got treed by a bunch of gators.
Uh-huh.
Surrounded by gators.
Help me.
And I was asked to do the 100th.
Okay, wait, that's not what we want.
I was asked to do the 100th anniversary of the treeing of the gators. And of course, I couldn't say no.
I want to play you the 911 call. This Florida mom, because of course Florida.
Her kid's up in a tree.
Had to call 911 because her teen daughter was trapped in a tree for a half an hour with alligators waiting for her, and they were hissing the whole time. Hissing alligators while you're in a tree. No thanks.
And first off, is this an emergency or can you hold?
It's an emergency, no.
What is the emergency?
I'm at St. Chris. My daughter's stuck in a freaking tree. There's gators surrounding her. We can't get her out.
That's how you answer the phone, 911. Is this an emergency or can you hold? No, I can't hold. My daughter's in a tree.
With hissing alligators.
Oh, she's 15.
One moment, please. And you said she's stuck in a tree?
She's in the tree. She got out of the. She got in the tree to get out of the water. There's gators on land and in the water right under her.
What city is that in?
Astor.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm getting the call in.
Can you hold? Put her on hold.
Oh my God! Please hurry!
I'm getting the call in.
What's the hold music? Crocodile Rock.
I like it when the 911 operators are upset with how frantic people are in life and death situations.
Yes.
Listen, ma'am, I put the call in. You're screaming about your daughter getting eaten alive by alligators. It's not going to make me work
I'm
any
I'm eating
faster.
My lunch at my desk.
I got to tell you, the girl is fine, okay? We wouldn't be playing this audio if the gators knew how to climb a tree.
She didn't slip and fall into the mouths of the gators.
Hissing gators.
Hissing gators.
Okay. How far out into the water is she?
Look at her. There's a rope swing where everybody swims right here at the end of the road. She's like, I don't know, 500 feet down the water, but it started lightning and everything.
Wait a minute, she's up a tree 500 feet?
It's starting to lightning, she says.
Well, that's way too high to be up at. I don't think you're 500 feet in the air.
I think she's saying the tree is 500 feet from where she's calling.
Oh, okay. Good. I was going to say.
She's not.
It's going to take
I'm
us,
afraid of that. An airplane is going to hit her up there.
It's going to take us a month to get her out of there.
Dirigible can get her, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, you said about 500 feet out in the water.
Please hurry up.
Okay, I've got my marine unit that's heading out there. Is there any neighbor in the area that owns a boat that could help you or help us?
No, I don't know anybody out here.
I don't know my neighbors? What, am I a weirdo?
Really? The marine unit is already on its way?
But they don't have a boat. Do you have a neighbor with a boat?
They don't have a boat?
No, I mean,
They're mariners, but they're not...
Ken Griffey Jr. is coming.
But they don't have a boat. Any chance we could borrow a boat?
We got Alex. We got King Fernandez on his way. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm out here to swim and camp.
Okay, well, ma'am, at a time like this, I would ask somebody, even if they're a stranger.
I don't know these people. Do you know how embarrassing that is? Can I borrow your boat? My daughter's being treed by gators.
Let's agree that this is an emergency, and now is the sort of time you ask strangers for a boat.
I would say this. There's a little social anxiety when you're dealing with people you don't know.
But
when your child is in a tree,
this is maybe
by
a moment to
hissing
do so.
Gators,
that's maybe the suggestion of the dispatcher.
Conventions be darned,
by the way,
I say.
I'm eating my lunch at my desk.
It seems to me at a time like this, you might want to ask a stranger.
Okay.
Okay, just to let you know, your cell phone is breaking up.
Oh, thanks.
You is your carrier Verizon? Because they're garbage in this area. You might want to go with AT&T. All right. Well, she gets down fine. All right. Everybody gets down okay.
Happy
yeah. Happy landings.
The call is in for service, ma'am. The call is, ma'am. I don't know why you're yelling at me because your cell phone is breaking up. I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm yelling at you because my daughter is
about
to get eaten alive by alligators.
That's why.
I don't appreciate your tone, ma'am.
Call is in for service. The marine unit is en route.
But without a boat.
I know you can hear me. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Are they
what?
Will they be in the water or in the wind?
Ma'am, I don't know.
I don't know, ma'am.
They're coming as fast as they can.
I don't know. I don't know everything.
Will they come by land or sea? Where should I be watching them for?
I need to know how to look. Not see that.
How will I recognize them?
Ma'am, there'll be police with a boat, ma'am.
Big boat. It's part of their persona. You know they got a boat.
Okay, my marine unit is coming from Umatilla. They're going to be driving there.
I feel like this call has gone on way too long, okay?
Do you hear me? What the f*** is
Ma'am, do you hear me? Because I just answered your question. You don't have to yell. You don't have to cuss at me. I'm answering you, and I've told you several times your cell phone is going in and out. You have very bad
Would
reception.
You like to switch service? I can make that happen. That I can do.
Danger, we're getting someone there as soon as we can. Okay?
I want to know if they'll be in the water or on the road.
They're driving from Umatilla with the boat.
So how long is that?
However long it takes them to get from Umatilla.
No, oh, that's not an adequate answer. I need to know how far Umatilla is from me.
It's at least a good 20 minutes.
Why didn't you say that in the first place?
My daughter's gonna be dead. You don't have police or something in
Nice.
I don't take that tone with me, okay?
Very understandable.
You know,
I'm going to go have a snack though
honestly,
now.
Honestly, like, when I started playing that, I thought, boy, this 911 operator's a jerk. By the end of the call, I'm like, I get it. You don't need to yell at me. How long do you think it takes to get there? You think I got all the answers? They'll get there when they get there, ma'am. My job is to answer the phone. I've done my job. Mm. They're on their way. Why are you still talking to me? Why don't you go say some words to your daughter here? Could be the last chance you get to talk to her. Got anything you want to get off your chest?
Why don't you talk? Might be your last chance to talk to her.
That's a reason I'm not a 911 operator. Uh-huh. I would not be good at that job. We're going to have to wrap things up here, Obviously. Thanks so much for listening. Have a happy and safe Independence Day.
Yeah, because it doesn't always happen.
What, Independence Day? I think you'll find every year on the same day.
No, but it's not always happy and safe.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, you have NFLers blowing their hands off.
Right, right. So everybody.
Let's keep their digits, okay?
Let's all come back with 10 fingers, and I mean that especially from me.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any BS. No, would you do me a kindness?
That includes me.
That includes me. It's all with all these flies in this Winnebago. Until we get a chance to do it for again, happy 4th of July.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.